Last time I spoke to this next guest was in April, and he was at that time going to be, I believe, at the Bowmanville Muskie Extravaganza.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And he was also on the show that week, as a matter of fact. His name is Peter Levesque. He is editor of the Release Journal for Muskies Canada. Good morning, Peter. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Hey, this is an exciting time of year for anybody that's into muskie fishing. It's
no
like
kidding.
The second season. So we love the fall, you know. The fish are putting on the feed bag. The females are the big ones, and they're putting on egg mass, and they're getting heavier and heavier. And we love to get out in fall. It's more difficult fishing conditions, but if you get a fish, it can be a really good, nice fish, a trophy-style fish. Great for photos and videos, and then we take real good care of them and put them back in so that they're there for next spring when they spawn and produce the next generation of fish that our next generation of fishermen and fisherwomen are going to enjoy.
Well, you just took all the questions right off my
yeah.
sheet. Nicely done, my
I know.
friend.
Have a nice weekend.
I'm gonna get food. You know, I'm as soon as we're done here, I'm going to be out on the St. Lawrence out of Gananoque. We've got a fishing event for the Gan chapter, who unfortunately lost a legendary member, Duck Boat Dave. There's a memorial fish off for him today, and we're going to be keen to enjoy that and fish his waters. So it's nice that members from Muskies Canada and other folks have come from as far away as Kitchener-Waterloo, and I'm from the Ottawa area. We've got guys from Hamilton and Mississauga. It's nice to be able to do that. Muskies Canada is a really good community of friends and colleagues. So we get a chance to be out on the water today, and that's really what it's all about.
As if you needed another excuse, right?
Twist my rubber arm.
Peter, I want to talk to you about an interesting aspect of the whole muskie thing, including Muskies Canada. You know, you just mentioned a memorial for one of your constituents, and it seems like and I don't want to say every week, but I'm hearing more and more about muskie anglers, you know, passing away, and their colleagues and the other members of the clubs having events like this. And the only thing I can think about, and that's why I wanted to ask you this question when you were on the air, you know, is this a dying, and I don't mean that literally, is this a dying activity or a growing? Are kids gravitating towards muskie fishing? And I've had my grandson, Nick, who you've seen on the program, in the booth with me today.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you that. Is muskie fishing something that kids are picking up, do you think?
Yes, absolutely yes. And I think the best example of that is what happened at the Muskie Odyssey that you mentioned in April that we did in Bowmanville. You know, it was an event that Muskies Canada had done every 2 years up to this past year. And we normally would attract, you know, guys like me that have got beards and gray hair and, you know, kind of are in their 50s or 60s or whatever. Up until the last few years, that seemed to be the way the muskie community was structured. And we would see them every 2 years at the Odyssey and get 400, 500 people. What's happened in the last 3 or 4 years is that there's a whole new generation of 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds that are on social media. They don't go to meetings at the Legion. They're Facebooking every day about their muskie activity. And that's a total renewal of the muskie audience. So we had three times the number of people at the Odyssey this past year than we ever did, and the average age was probably 30. And we had lots of kids. Kids get in free. And so a lot of kids come by and you think, oh, they're just kind of tagging along until they start asking questions about baits or about rods or that kind of, they know what they're talking about because they've been out with mom and dad and they've had muskies already. And that's so wonderful to see. So there's a really big renewal going on within the muskie community of people that are as passionate as the old timers are. But they communicate differently and they congregate differently. They're on social media, Facebook pages, and they're sending pictures back and forth. They're doing videos. They've got stuff on YouTube. It's really exciting right now.
Once again, I want to talk to Nick now about his experiences with Muskie, but I do have to take a quick break. So I'm going to put both of you guys on hold for 1 minute. Think about that. And we'll continue after this. More Journal, don't you dare go away.
Hey, it's the Beasley Brothers. When we're not shooting Canada's most watched hunting show, Canada in the Rough, we listen to Angela Viola on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program. How come those guys are all so official when they're doing the bumpers for us?
I don't know.
It just dawned on me. Like, when I'm listening to Angela Viola, when I'm talking to him, it's, hey, buddy, like, you know, like, what's up?
What up, homie?
Yeah, exactly.
What's good?
Exactly. I don't get it. On the line with us, Peter Levick, editor of the Release Journal of Muskies Canada. Tell folks about that, Peter. We don't talk enough about that. What is the Release Journal, Muskies Canada?
Anniversary. And one of the things that we started right at the beginning was a newsletter, which has grown into a magazine. This is something that's available to members. It's an exclusive member benefit. You won't see it on a bookshelf or something like that. But it's a magazine that we put together. It can run anywhere up to over 60 pages. And we fill it full of stuff that is of interest to the people that are really serious about muskie fishing. So we just did one on fall fishing. That was our fall edition. The next one coming up is going to be a research special issue, which is looking at all of the really interesting muskie research that's going on in Canada in particular. And we work very closely with our colleagues from Muskies, Inc. in the U.S., when they will publish some of the material on research that we put together. So it's something that kind of keeps our community together. It's available online, and we also do a print version for those that still would like to have a print version as well. So it's just one of the key membership benefits that you get for being part of the core of the Muskie community, which is Muskies Canada.
All right, so now I want to ask a 16-year-old kid who has been spoiled rotten in terms of fishing, who has had the opportunity to fish from West Coast to East Coast for pretty much
everything in between,
every freshwater species known to man, and I need to ask you about muskie. What can you tell me about your personal place where you have put muskie in your?
So muskie for me is like one of the most fun yet most challenging fish to fish for,
right?
Because it's so relieving and exciting when you catch one. But as I experienced, the 3 days before you catch the muskie, it's like you just dry and you keep reeling or trolling or doing your thing, and then you finally get one. So it's that. Really, it's bittersweet because you finally got it, but it was a lot of work.
And I think that's what intrigues everybody of all ages to this whole musky fishery, is it not, Peter?
Oh, I think so. You know, it's a type of fishing that takes a lot of work, especially if you're a caster. We're using big baits that are, you know, 10, 12 inches. We use really heavy rods and line just so that we're sure that we're not going to have a break-off, which is the worst thing that can happen when you're muskie fishing. We want to be sure we get the fish in and release it safely and make sure it's back in the water so that it's part of the population to carry things on. But it's true. I mean, down here on the St. Lawrence, you can get some really big fish. My friend Bill Barber, who's a guy down here, says to his clients, you know, when you get in the boat, we probably won't catch a fish today, but if we do, it might be a world record. And it's like, oh, there's a special intrigue about that.
So what I guess that's why they're
the waves and the bad conditions and the hard work that you do, because every now and again you'll be able to get a giant. I was out with a friend on Tuesday. We got a 52-incher, a real beauty, and we lost two other fish that were probably at least that size. So you know it's the thrill of being able to see one of nature's true beauties is a big muskie. And there's kind of a knee-shaking, awe-inspiring experience when you get one, and even more exciting is to see it swim away for another day.
I can definitely concur with that statement there.
Yeah, releasing is as much, if not even more,
relieving.
Well, I don't know about relieving.
Well, it's almost like you finally did it, and now you're going to allow someone else to do it.
Yeah,
it's
that's right. More information of all this stuff is available at muskiescanada.ca/releasejournal. That's muskiescanada.ca/releasejournal. And I also want to it might be a little early, but I want to remind folks about the Odyssey, Canada's giant muskie expo that takes place each year in Bowmanville, Ontario. Now, why Bowmanville? What is the reason for Bowmanville? You got to tell me.
We used to do it in St. Catharines in a hotel complex, and we just outgrew it, Angelo. That's the real fact, is that there's more interest, there's more bait makers, there's more people that have specialized equipment just for muskie that you're not going to find at your local fishing shop necessarily. It's that extra specialized stuff that we have. So in Bowmanville, we're at the Garnet B. Richard Recreational Complex. We have a whole rink pad of an arena that's just our exhibitors. We had over 60 exhibitors last year. Half of those are custom bait makers that you'll never, ever see all under one roof. And we needed more space, and we also need spaces for our great presenters. You know, some of the best muskie fishermen anywhere come, and they talk about what to do, how it works, what kinds of things that they're doing. Muskie fishing for women. We've got next year coming up on April the 18th is the Odyssey. We're going to have new directions. It's kind of that next generation that we were talking about. What's working for them? How are they, enjoying and building the industry through social media? So we needed more space.
Perfect.
And we're already full. There's a second rink pad in that complex, and maybe not this year, but maybe by next year we might need it, because the interest in this kind of fishing is growing.
You're going to need it for sure, my friend. Listen, Peter, we've got to move along. We appreciate you joining us. I look forward to the Odyssey coming up in April, and we'll be talking well before then, I'm sure. All the best to you on this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanks very much, Angelo and Nick. And catch and release is the future.
You got it, buddy. Peter Levick, editor of the Release Journal for Muskies Canada, and obviously, as you can tell, an avid, crazy
Muskie
hunter, we'll call them, for sure.